Thank you for calling Omax Health. My name is Dustin. May I please have your zip code so I can locate the account?
Yes, it's 85206.
Thank you. You said that was 85206?
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. And may I have your first and last name, please?
Virginia Costanzo.
Thank you. It'll be one moment as I am seeing if I can locate that account for you.
Thank you.
And so that I can make sure I do have the correct account located, may I have you verify the shipping address for me, please?
Yes, it's 1158 Leisure World, Mesa, Arizona, 85206.
Thank you. And how may I assist you today?
I received a box with two items in it. One of them was leaking. The whole box smells like turpentine, and I'd like to return it. We use other products that you have, and I don't know which one of these is wrong or whatever, but the smell is, I can't use it. Haven't opened the products or untaped them or anything like that. It smells horrible, and I don't know if it's the spray that's leaking or the tincture that is leaking.
Well, I really am sorry to hear that. If you'll give me just a moment to look over the account for you and see what I can do for you, it will be just one moment.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're very welcome. And I really do apologize for the wait. It is taking me just a moment to look into that, so I really do want to thank you.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. Okay, I'm actually having to check just one thing with my supervisor, so it will take them just a second to get back to me, so I really do want to thank you for your patience.
It's fine. I'm in no hurry. I'm at my desk doing other work, so just take your time. It's fine.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.
Okay, so I have actually spoken with my supervisor, and they did inform me that the only one that would have been able to leak in the box would have been the Omex Pure Tincture CBD oil. And what they said we can do as a courtesy for you, as we really would hate for you to have had a bad experience with one of our products, is we can get the Omex Pure Tincture CBD oil reshipped out to you so that you are still able to use both products.
Okay, what is the one that smells like turpentine? It's the spray. The spray is the one that's leaking, because I just put my hands around the bottle of it, I mean around the thing, and it smells like turpentine, and I can't use something that smells like turpentine.
Yes, I do completely understand.
And if the tincture is the only one that can leak, theoretically, and it's leaking and it smells like turpentine, I can't use it either. I mean, it would taste like turpentine. I don't mind keeping the tincture as long as you can assure me that it doesn't taste like turpentine.
Yes, I haven't had any experience with any of our customers reporting it tasting like that. And it's not supposed to have that flavor. So I haven't had any reports of that being an issue.
Okay. Well, I can keep the tincture then, but can I please return the fiber, the spray? Because that's the one that smells like turpentine then, I think. I haven't opened the other tincture, so I don't know. So I'm wondering if I didn't want to open anything before I talk to you. It seems to me that the spray is the one that's leaking.
Yes, I do completely understand. If you'll give me just a second, I could definitely see about getting that done for you. That will take just a moment.
Thank you very much. Just take your time.
Okay, my supervisor actually did just inform me while I was looking into getting that done for you that to prevent you from having to go through the hassle of having to send that back and having to pay for it to be re-sent back to us, what they can do is they can issue a 50% refund and you'll be able to keep the product.
Okay, so I'd still be paying $7.50 for a product I can't use. Is that correct?
That is what they were informing me, is if you do send it back, we would be able to issue the refund once we would have gotten it back. However, to keep you from having to go through that hassle and having to pay for the shipping to have it sent back, they can issue the 50% back.
And for God's sake, you know, I'm not going to order any new products from you guys anymore. Because if I order something and this happens and I end up having to pay money to send it back to you for something that's defective, I'm not going to take that chance anymore. So go ahead and give me the 50% credit, because it'll probably cost me half to send it back anyway. And then I'll just throw it away. I'm not happy.
If that was it, that I wouldn't, there wouldn't be anything else I wouldn't need. Was there anything else I could assist you with today?
No, because this has been, you know, it's been eye-opening. And like I said, I won't try any other product if it's not worth it. I don't want to get stuck with defect. The thing is leaking when I got it. So I should not have to pay to have it returned. You sent me something defective. And it smells like turpentine. Otherwise, there's nothing wrong. I'm not happy.
Well, yes, I do completely understand. However, I'm not able to do anything about the return shipping. The only thing I can do is I can issue you a reshipment if you were like wanting the product replaced since it did leak. But there wouldn't be anything I would be able to do about paying to have it shipped back.
Fine, just give me a credit for 50%, and I won't, like I said, I will not order any more things from you that I haven't tried before and don't, or haven't gotten feedback from other people about, because this is ridiculous. So now, is there anything I have to do, or can I hang up now? I've wasted an hour that I'll never get back. So are you done? Do you need my credit card, or do you need anything to issue a refund?
No, it would just go back onto the card it was charged off of.
Okay, fine. Okay, just do that then. Thank you.
You're very welcome.